Well, you won't be able to miss it, all going well. The first full moon of the summer, arriving just a few days after the summer solstice, will sit low on the horizon tonight, making it appear especially large and bright. June's full moon is beautifully known as the strawberry moon. And to tell us more about it, I'm joined on the line now by one of our regular contributors, David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland. And good evening to you, David.
Good evening.
So, why is it called the strawberry moon? Why are people very excited about this?
Well, in the Northern Hemisphere, this is the time when the strawberry harvest comes in. So if they're watching Wimbledon and then eating their 2 million strawberries and cream, you'll know all about it. Or maybe the Enniscorthy Strawberry Festival as well, which I used to love going to. I'm sure it's still running. But strawberries are abounding in the shops at the moment, and just popularly, this has been called the strawberry moon. Now, it won't get strawberry red, but it's a very low moon in the summer months, a low full moon, because the moon's directly opposite in the sky. So when the sun's high up, the full moon has to be low down. And so that actually helps us. First of all, it'll make the moon look a little bit reddish-yellowish anyway, because of the way the sun rises and sets are often reddish. Particles in the atmosphere scatter the blue light out, leaving just the red and a bit of the green if you get a yellowish full moon. And also, it rises very slowly, which means you've plenty of time to line up with interesting objects to take photographs you can send in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. But also, you have longer time to get what's called the moon illusion, which is purely an optical illusion, but it can be very impressive when it happens. I've seen the moon, I'd swear it was 2 or 3 times bigger than it normally is, even though we know it's actually the same size. It's just one of those eye-brain combinations that makes an optical illusion. So there's lots to look out for this evening and get snapping with your smartphone.
Obviously, if the weather conditions aren't great, it might be more difficult. But does it have any significance at this time of year, beyond the fact that it kind of coincides with the beginning of the strawberry harvest season?
Well, in the ancient times, people used to mark the calendar by the full moons. So we still do it today in a way, in that there's normally 12 full moons every year, and that's where the word month or month came from. So there'll usually only be one full moon a month. If we actually ever managed to squeeze 2 in, as we did recently, then you actually, the second one's called the blue moon, because they're quite rare, only roughly once every 3 years. So we use them to mark time, and I think people have an affinity for the moon. To see a full moon rising is a beautiful spectacle of nature that we want everybody out watching. And by the way, the earliest moon rise on the island of Ireland tonight is 10:45. So, you know, wait till maybe 11, or view between 11 and 12 o'clock, you'll get the best views. You might have to stay up late. And do take a picture, even with your smartphone. They're very powerful these days, and you should send your best photo in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. If you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see on the contact page where to send your best photo. Don't send us them all, because we'll get thousands if the skies are clear. And, you know, if you have cloudy skies, somebody somewhere on the island will almost certainly get a clear sky, and we've got hours to watch this thing. So you'll be able to relive the experience through future pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine when the best pictures get published in about a month or two's time. So watch out for that, and, you know, see the Irish photos. Get the photos from around the world. I saw a beautiful one last year from taking up the Statue of Liberty with the strawberry moon behind it. Somebody managed to line it up beautifully. So you can do that with landmarks in Ireland. It can be buildings, trees, sculptures, churches, or even people. Line up with loved ones as well. Get a snap for the family album of the strawberry moon. At least you can stay outside in the summer months and not get too cold this time of year.
And tell me this, David, the full moon in 2026, it falls in Capricorn. Is that in any way significant from an astrology point of view?
Don't get me started on astrology. I've been on the Late Late Show talking about this in the past. I'm afraid astrology was long ago proven not to work. If you make up random horoscopes, they work just as good as the ones that so-called expert astrologers do. There have been lots of studies into this. If there was a link between the stars and human affairs. Wow, Astronomy Island would love that. It would be a dream come true. It would probably make us the most important organisation in the entire universe. Unfortunately, it's just the way that human psychology works. It's actually a fascinating story we might discuss one day as to why astrology appears to work. So it's not too bad to be taken in by it. Even former first ladies in the USA have hired staff on the basis of their horoscopes. It's a bit scary, considering their husbands had their finger on the button. And hopefully if she wasn't advising him on that much. I speak of Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan. And there's lots more stories like that. So, you know, if you believe that kind of thing, it's fun. It's not science. It might come true. It might not. But you'll certainly see the full moon tonight. That's an astronomical fact. It will look beautiful. That's a psychological fact. And if you get a great snap, Astronomy Ireland will publish it for you. Another fact.
So in other words, this is all bunkum, really.
Astrology, yes. The full moon, the storm side of it, no. And in fact, the moon is very important now because this is the year we started our trek back to the moon. Started in the late 60s and early 70s by the Apollo astronauts. Now the Artemis astronauts are gearing up to land on the moon in probably about 2 years' time. The first mission around the moon set loads of records all over Astronomy Island magazine this year. That's setting the stage now for a moon base, probably around 2032, 2033-ish. And the International Space Station, which, by the way, flies over starting this weekend for 2 weeks. Three predictions are on our social media. You'll see that on the website, astronomy.ie. But there'll be people living on the moon, you know, within a decade or so, and working there. And that's the new space station, if you like, near the south pole of the moon. NASA's been waxing lyric about it. There's loads of YouTube videos on their YouTube site if you want to go and watch them. The new director, Jared Isaacman, is gung-ho about all this and determined to do it all as fast as possible. And his boss, Donald Trump, wants to talk to the astronauts when they land on the moon before their term ends 2028. So they're really motoring along to meet that deadline. And that's going to really power the whole area of space exploration in the coming years. You know, it's the Apollo era all over again, and we're following it closely through the pages of Astronomy Island magazine. Every household should have a copy. There's loads more things to see as well. You see all those pretty pictures, including those moon pictures in it every month. Great for kids. Astronomy.ie. Sign up for €1 a week if you can afford that much. Get the social media free of charge if you can't. At least follow us and make sure you don't miss anything that's happening in the skies.
Before we finish, David, mentioning the International Space Station, it nears the end of its life. What does humanity stand to lose, do you think, as it comes to the end of its life and these tech titans replace governments in space?
Yeah, I mean, on the one hand, it's an end of an era. We'll miss the International Space Station, but the plan is for the commercial companies to have their own space stations. A lot of the work that was done on ISS was done by big corporations running sort of test experiments to see if things would work in space better, and a lot of things will. I've been saying for decades, I'm sure I've said it on this show, that financial experts, not astronomers, said the world's first trillionaire would be a space entrepreneur. And who became a space trillionaire this year? On Elon Musk, a young kid interested in space. Okay, he might have got diverted a little bit. Some politics, some people might think it's questionable, but financially, he's doing very well with the launch of a space company, and he's not the only one. Jeff Bezos isn't far behind, a founder of Amazon, and you know, a lot of people have an interest in space. So if your kids start an interest from watching tonight's full moon, the strawberry moon, encourage them. They too could one day become a space trillionaire. So you know, it's a bit of an end of an era for ISS, but other things are going to come and replace it. I'm really excited about the idea of a moon base because there's lots of other things you can do on the moon as well as what you can do in space, setting up telescopes and radio telescopes and all kinds of things like that. And what NASA wants to do, using it as a launch pad to Mars. We could talk all day about this, but you can use magnets to throw things off the moon without needing fuel. You can't do that on the Earth. You can also find materials and resources that you can then use in 1/6 of the Earth's gravity, so your rockets don't have to be as powerful to get off the moon to go to Mars. NASA knows all this, so do a lot of space companies, and this is the future. It's an exciting time to be getting interested in space, and our people will follow it with us through the pages of Astronomy Ireland magazine. We are the world's most popular astronomy society. We're always looking for beginners to get involved. There's a huge eclipse coming in August the 12th, and on September the 5th, we've got our big annual star party, the biggest annual Irish star party of them all, Starbecue, happening in the Wicklow Mountains, really dark skies, giant telescopes to see the wonders of the universe. We get up to 1,000 people coming along. It's actually a special offer on tickets on the website at the moment. Bring the whole family. If you've got any excuse, go to the East Coast. Do it on September the 5th.
Before we let you go, on this program several years ago, before Elon Musk became a global phenomenon, you mentioned his name. I hadn't heard of him at that stage, but you also said that he was hoping to have people on the moon by the end of this century, and it's looking as if he'd probably succeed.
Yeah, and not only that, but he and Jeff Bezos, who technically would be rivals, but rather friendly at least at the moment, they both said that they intend, and they were billionaires at the time, now one of them's a trillionaire, everyone's not too far behind, but they both said that they were going to put 1 million people on Mars by the end of this century. So it starts by getting a few boots on the ground on the moon in this decade, and then building that up until ultimately Musk is building the rocket that can not only take people to Mars, but it's a bus. It can take up to 100 people to Mars. And when you think there's only been about 700 people in space in the entire history of the space era, then having 100 going to Mars in one ship is a total game changer. People have probably seen this giant rocket starship being launched. It's an amazing vehicle, and he's now been given the money to keep going. So he must be feeling really pleased that his and Jeff Bezos' prediction is going to come true. A lot of people think it won't happen, but this guy never ceases to amaze us, so who knows what he's capable of. And he's not the only one.
Very good, David. We leave it there. Many thanks indeed for joining us on the programme this evening, and we look forward to talking to you again in course. David Moore, editor of Astronomy Ireland. It's 6:09.